thanks to the Gospel of Mark, we know a lot about the young man that came to Jesus asking him, what shall he do to possess eternal life? We know from the Gospel that he was a law-abiding young man. I have observed all this since my childhood, he told Jesus. We know that he had great possessions. We know that somehow he was not satisfied with life. He wanted more. And above all, we know that he refused to follow Jesus. Nowhere else in the Gospels do we read that an invitation from Jesus himself was refused. Jesus asked him to value life for him over every other value. There's so much in life that we pay attention to, like material things, and somehow we overlook that there are other important things in life. The young man was seeking perfection, but his attachment to riches blurred his vision. His possessions were more attractive and therefore made it harder for him to accept the invitation from Jesus. He could not make a wise decision. He could not face the challenge of life and to judge according to divine standards. We read about wisdom in the first reading. Now, to some, wisdom means quoting the right test quotation at the right time when needed. I'll give you an example of wisdom. A wife working in the kitchen, and it was their husband sitting down watching TV. So she said, "Honey, would you help me with the dishes?" The husband said, "That's not a man's job." The wife, who knew the Bible, she had the Bible beside the cookbook, she said to him, "The Bible says so." "Where does it say so?" he said. So the wife picked up the Bible, opened the second book of Kings, and it says, "I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down." There, it is a man's job to wipe a dish. Wisdom is a gift. Knowledge comes from books. Wisdom comes from God. That is why, and maybe you had this experience, sometimes you meet people who don't have any degrees, and yet they have a great mind. They have the gift of wisdom. Wisdom gives us the questions. What are you doing here? And where are you going? Wisdom as a disciple of Jesus means calculating the cross. Set your heart first on God's kingdom, and the rest will be given to you. That's scripture. Wisdom demands the setting of priorities of life. It helps us to judge according to divine standards. Thomas Aquinas says, wisdom is the ability to use knowledge so as to meet successfully the emergencies of life. Now, King Solomon, when he became king of Israel, he was a young man, and he was terrified. So he asked God, give me understanding in mind to govern your people wisely, to discern what is right and just. I think all government leaders of the whole world should kneel down before they retire and pray this prayer. Give me the wisdom and understanding to govern your people wisely, to discern what is right and just. God was so pleased with Solomon, he said to him, not only wisdom, I shall give you riches and wealth and a long life. We are disciples of Jesus. The gift of wisdom teaches us to cope with life and to establish a solid philosophy of life. There are things in life that we need. But let us also remember there are things that we want. We can do without them. The Serenity Prayer helps us to appreciate and to embrace wisdom. Lord, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. We cannot change the inevitable. We try to change people to suit our own personal notions and desires. We have our own ideas what others should be like. Do not try to fit someone into a pattern you created. Then God, give me the courage to change what I can change. Be yourself. Try to correct defects by your own good example. Do not wear a mask or play a role. Be honest. Then, O God, give me the wisdom to know the difference between wrong and right. Give me the wisdom to know what is right and the strength to do what is right. Make me a true disciple of yours. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to tell you something. Today, Pope Francis is canonizing Archbishop Oscar Romero of El Salvador. That country went in a civil war for 12 years. 75,000 people either died or went missing. Bishop Romero had the courage and wisdom to preach the gospel of Jesus. He fought for social justice. He fought for the peasants and the poor. And because of that, he was gunned down at the altar where he was saying Mass. He used to say, "If they kill me, I will arise in the Salvadoran people." So today, pray for that nation. It's going to be Saint Oscar Romero.